AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
Kyiv stands, and Ukraine stands. Democracy stands. The Americans stand with you, and the world stands with you.
President Biden in Kyiv Monday with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, where he also announced more aid. In his nightly address, Zelensky called Biden's visit an indicator of Ukraine's resilience and its importance to the world. Meantime, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is concerned that China is considering providing lethal aid to the Russian war effort.
I think China understands what's at risk were to proceed with providing material support of that kind to Russia.
Another earthquake has struck Turkey, 6.4 magnitude, collapsing more buildings and killing at least three more people. Nearly 45,000 have been confirmed killed from the quakes that struck 2 weeks ago. A plan to overhaul Israel's legal system has received initial approval in the Knesset, this despite large street protests. In this country, New Mexico prosecutors have dropped the possibility of a sentence enhancement in Alec Baldwin's case. Margie Zaraletta explains.
Alec Baldwin's legal team had objected to Baldwin being charged under a version of the fire enhancement statute in New Mexico that did not exist when cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed on the set of the movie Rust in October 2021. Prosecutors have dropped that enhancement, according to new court filings. It could have mandated a 5-year sentence in prison for Baldwin if found guilty, as opposed to 18 months. Baldwin and a weapons specialist each are charged with involuntary manslaughter after a gun went off during a scene rehearsal. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And in Los Angeles, a suspect has been arrested in the weekend killing of Catholic Bishop David O'Connell. No word yet on a possible motive. This is AP News. New hope for stroke victims dealing with partial paralysis.
It's the first of its kind experiment. Heather Rendulik of Pennsylvania could not use her left arm or hand due to a stroke. Researchers implanted a device that zaps the 33-year-old's spinal cord and spots that control hand and arm motions, and it worked.
Everything we did just blew me out of the water, blew my mind that, you know, this technology was helping me improve in ways that I didn't think were possible.
It's not a cure because the effects end after researchers remove the device, and far more study is needed. But this stimulator technology already is being tested to help people move their legs after a spinal cord injury. I'm Shelley Adler.
And anime creator Leiji Matsumoto has died at age 85, known for Space Battleship Yamamoto and other classics. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.